It's time for the emergency break of the week.
He hasn't played in 3 weeks, Jake.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And you're defending it?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
We can't get to the Sixers or the Cavs or any of these series. Russell Westbrook will not make today's show, but he can update Rugi Odor's walk total.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
LeBron, so wait. You opened the segment being a big a-hole.
Oh, and I said this is a great book. And you said, no, it's not. The better book would be when they won the title. I said, well, yeah, but I think this is really interesting. Back and forth and so forth. And you're
right. You didn't do anything wrong. Go ahead.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
More hot dog
on a little ticket.
Forgotten about that one. Well, the e-brake is brought to you by Classic BMW. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the hardline. It's not Bob. It's Corby, who was in the middle of a live spot. And for some reason, he let this word slip. It's really weird, and we do get a snake laugh out of the whole thing as Corby stops himself down.
They've got a great, great selection. Of course, the largest inventory of trees in DFW on their 20-acre sales lot. All these pubes. Dudes and ladies are P1s. Terrible thing to say. I'm sorry to all of you.
So anyway,
they're great P1s. They're great folks. Knowledgeable staff. They know their stuff.
Calling people pubes.
He was aiming at dudes. He was aiming, trying to say dudes, which Corby has said a zillion times in his life. And he came out with pubes. All right, one more time.
They've got a great, great selection. Of course, the largest inventory of trees in DFW on their 20-acre sales lot. All these pubes. Dudes and ladies are P1s. Terrible thing to say. I'm sorry to all of you.
So anyway,
they're great P1s. They're great folks. Knowledgeable stuff.
Yeah, Bob helped him get back on the track there.
Possible nickname for the P1s?
The pubes?
The pubes.
Yeah,
we change it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Want to thank all the pubes for showing up today.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's one of those harsh words, isn't it?
What, pubes?
Yes. It just is.
Is it?
I think it is.
Okay.
Well, start saying it a bunch if you don't think it is. Well, actually, if you do think it is, you'll start saying it a bunch. All right, there is Corby as candidate number one. Candidate number two, Mike Saroy. This will now be known as the Saroy Stammer.
Do you think you're going to get 100% out of Deshaun Watson?
Well,
my arm hurts, out, and you're just still paying him?
Whatever the root is of this issue will give you that answer, because I really like Deshaun Watson. I think he's very, very good. I think he's very smart. I don't know if he's the kind of dude who would...
And on they went.
So that didn't stop things down.
No, they just kept going. But boy, P1's lit up the the phone bank with that.
It pulled the e-brake
for
the listener.
Yes. Like, what did he just... What was that Woody Allen-like sound that Mike Saroy just made? Of course, that's brought up Sean and Norm Stammer this week, but before we hear those, let's hear Mike one more time all the way through.
Do you think you're going to get 100% out of Deshaun Watson?
Well,
any chance my arm hurts, out, and you're just still paying him?
Whatever the root is of this issue will give you that answer, because I really like Deshaun Watson.
And it's funny that it's right off of Donnie making a Yeah, and we reminisced about Sean and Norm, and then Bob. We'd forgotten about the Bob Stammer, which
this is the worst one,
which is really amazing And I don't know why this hasn't received more attention.
Music. That's so fast.
That's real?
Yes, yeah. That's real.
That sounds like a tape being played backwards real fast.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Bob. What did you say? Can we rewind that one more time?
What?
Do we have that in full context?
I haven't been able to find context.
That's all, folks.
I don't think we do. No, it's just a drop now. I'm sure Bad Radio has it somewhere.
Well, that's Roy.
Here.
Another 10 to noon stammer. It's the Soroy stammer as candidate number two. And then from the morning show, I believe this did happen last Friday as we're having a discussion here on the show. Junior let a burp slip that we thought sounded like a tree frog.
I guess incoming traffic. I'm not sure whether he was facing one direction or another at the time he was hit. What was that?
I'm sorry, I burped.
Good Lord.
I feel like a frog.
Tree frog all of a sudden in here.
Apologies.
It's all right.
All right. That was really low, but in my headphones that day, I remember it sounded pretty loud. It's not as loud on the replay, so we always try to isolate this. And unfortunately, we don't have it isolated like the Norm Crocodile sound, because there's... Is that Gordo's Corner or Muse in the News that's playing in the background?
Doesn't matter.
One of those. There's a horn that blows along, but the more I listen to that, I think it's funny to hear the horn with a tree frog.
I guess incoming traffic. I'm not sure whether he was facing one direction or another at the time he was hit. What was that?
Well, I'm sorry, I burped.
Good Lord.
I feel like a frog.
Tree frog all of a sudden in here.
So now it sounds like a car hitting a frog.
You know, I wear my headphones so low, run them so low, whatever the term is. I couldn't even hear that.
Really?
Like when it happened.
Yeah.
Like I can hear it amplified there, but when it happened, I thought I got away with it.
Oh, we both prairie dogged up like, what just happened there? All right, there is Junior as candidate number three. So is it Corby, the Soroy Stammer, or Tree Frog Junior?
May I ask something?
And
I think I know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday's Colossal Muser's technical meltdown didn't make it.
It's too painful.
It's just too long audio.
Too long
painful.
Audio, too painful. It's too soon.
We'll break
that.
Soon.
And
we'll
break we would have had to run it for like 5 minutes worth of audio to get all the...
Too much protection.
I don't know about that. It just raises our blood pressure too much, too. So... Let's just have fun with the e-break this morning.
Right.
Corby, Mike, or Junior? Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, boys. I just wanted to let you know that I've come to realize the importance of staying in shape when I retire. Right now, I'm doing my cardio by dancing in the grave of Russ Martin.
Jeez.
Man, I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Sports caller, turn down your radio and only talk to us.
I've done that. And before I vote, I wanted to welcome the newest P1 and V1, Nash and Stockton, to the world. And give me Corby.
Wow, you just had twins?
Congrats.
Okay, congratulations. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Come on, AM Radio.
Yes, ma'am.
Not the right one.
Triple fake Natalie, so it's not even worth doing. Sorry,
that
guys.
That was clearly fake.
I appreciate everything you guys do, and I know this is a tier two move, and I know, Junior, you stole my thunder a little bit, but that colossal moment yesterday has to be a write-in. I hate to throw my vote away like that, but it has to be a write-in.
Okay. You can write it in if you want. We weren't on the other end listening to it, so maybe it was a bigger e-break than we think.
I don't think we've ever acknowledged a write-in candidate, even if they got like 20 votes, right?
No, that's
never happened in the history of this award.
No, it's kind of like when I wrote in Roger Staubach for president. It just it doesn't matter. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Top of the morning to you, lads. Smell it up.
Who's this?
Smell it all up.
Oh, the old cashier.
Is that the cashier or McShane?
McShane the cashier.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah. That third one's all right.
Okay. Sound pretty enthused about that.
Vote for it.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Emergency.
Now, there we go.
That's a real one.
Hey, I want to go for Friendly Kiwi. Just, you know, let you have a happy Kiwi.
Don't wish us that. Don't wish us that.
Hi, you're on the ticket. AM, FM, and stream, which does count. Thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Corby's Merkin and Hooter Brown.
Okay.
I got Bob's long stammer.
Hot in context? Presses.
Yeah, here we go.
I think they timed him at 27 miles an hour on the ice, too.
Uh-huh. But as being a fan of history and being a fan of
obviously, see,
that is amazing.
It's not sped up.
That is
real.
Incredible.
They timed him at 27 miles an hour on the ice, too.
Uh-huh. But as being a fan of history and being a fan of...
Was that Brett Hull? Yeah, okay, that's why. He's so nervous talking to Brett Hull.
Talking to his hero.
It's going
to
put Bob in.
I think they timed him at 27 miles an hour on the ice, too.
Uh-huh. But as being a fan of history and being a fan of obviously the...
Hyperdrive Bob.
But I'd love to know if Bob knew that had just happened at the moment, or was he in such a out-of-body type experience at that moment that he didn't even know he did that?
Oh, I doubt he recognized he did
really?
That. Yeah.
Even when you sound like an auctioneer like that?
Yeah.
He was 27 miles an hour on the ice, too.
Uh-huh. But as being a fan of history and being a fan of obviously the irrelevant...
$75, $75, $75.
Thanks to P1 Jake who sent us
Way
that.
Way to go, Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I just want you guys to know, when I'm an intern for the ticket, I do not expect to get paid. And I want to vote for Corby.
Okay.
Is it Cassidy?
Yeah, I think so.
Or Casey, and she's also...
We'll remember that.
So we think we've only had one intern in the history of the morning show, Rich, right?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, named Rich.
No, we had Bobby.
Bobby interned for us.
How quickly they forget.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Bobby.
So we've had two. And Cassidy, should she be our third?
To be an intern?
Wait till she at least gets in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, she said when I can be an intern.
Or college or whatever.
Sure. Do we make a third exception on the morning show for Cassidy?
I think, yeah, you got to do it for college credit or you got to get paid, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when she goes to college, she goes around here.
Okay, all right. Let's not everybody start our grumbles.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. Here's a song Randy Rogers stole from me. It's for the ladies. You don't have to call me e-break man. In bed, call me something new. Call me Randy, I don't care. As long as I have booze. I'll let you fantasize. I don't care if they're fake. I'll go vote and call me Corby. Out on the e-break.
He's doing Wiener at the end.
Wow.
Is that a real Randy song?
Yeah, it's Interstate.
Okay.
Not bad there, but he turns it into e-break.
Out on the e-break.
Gives Corby a win. A win, win, win for Corby.
Yes.
They've got a great, great selection. Of course, the largest inventory of trees in DFW on their 20-acre sales lot. All these pubes. Dudes and ladies are P1s. Terrible thing to say. I'm sorry to all of you.
So anyway,
they're great P1s. They're great folks, knowledgeable staff. Anyway. They know their stuff.
Great redirect in front of the net there by Bob. Good thing he didn't come in with a stammer as Corby was stumbling around. An auctioneer stammer.
Passing your dad.
Timed him at 27 miles an hour on the ice, too.
Uh-huh. But being a fan of history.
No, it's not Bob.
A fan of history and being...
Corby who gets the win, and how many wins is that for
Corby?
That
is the 74th win for Curly. He's 45 behind Norman Neanderthal Hitzkus.
All right, Corby, way to go. The Eyes of Texas controversy. It is a mess in Austin. Does UT have a way out of it? Let's talk about that here in 4 minutes.